across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That was
Katy Perry with Fireworks.
Yeah, that's right. All right, like I said, my constant collaborator on the Sunday brunch, that was Tilda with the hat. And of course, they're part of the Woodcraft Folk who are joining me in the studio this morning to talk about their work. Chris Thompson, the Cambridge District Coordinator at the Woodcraft Folk. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Chris.
No confusion there between our names?
No, I don't think so. But not quite anyway yet.
What is Woodcraft Folk all about?
Well, it's a sort of alternative version of the Scouts, in a way. It grew out of the Scout movement in the 1920s. And really, we believe our main ethos is to do with empowering children, to do with cooperation, and to do with inquiring and opening our eyes and ears to new things. Lots of other things we believe in as well, but those are the core things.
Yeah, yeah.
We try and let all our members, children and adults, be involved in everything that we do. And that's the basic ethos for us.
Do you mind pulling the microphone closer to you, Chris, so that we can hear you better? And I've got Toby as well. Toby, how are you sort of involved with the Woodcraft Folk and what do you do there?
Well, I'm an active parent, so... And we have another number of sessions per term, and the parents are asked to come in and run one or two sessions. So I'm running a session this coming Tuesday where I've got a little gorilla that I call Gordon, and it's called Finding Gordon. Gordon's escaped into the local woods. He's stolen all of my bananas and socks, and we're going out to find Gordon and his friends. So we do kind of really nice outdoor activities and kind of make it fun and cooperative.
Nice. And as from what I'm understanding, parents are also part of the entire effort, isn't that so?
Yes, very much so. We depend really on volunteers, and that's mainly parents and carers, for everything that we do. We couldn't exist without the volunteers.
Yeah.
We're all volunteers. There's only a few full paid-up members in our sort of head office in London. The rest of the Woodcraft groups all over the country are just made up of volunteers and children.
It takes a village.
It can take a village by storm.
Yeah.
We're very strong in some areas, not so strong in other areas.
Yeah.
Obviously, being based with volunteers, the number of volunteers goes up and down all the time, which has its own... issues,
yeah,
shall we say? But we have to live with that.
But hopefully after this broadcast, you'll have people just throwing their hats
in
the ring.
We hope so, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So where would you say, you know, folks can come sign up and the events happening, areas where you guys are strong in?
The easiest thing to do, I think, is to just Google Cambridge Woodcraft. You'll then find our website, which has got a very simple way to contact me. In my district coordinator hat.
Sure.
I can then send them bits of information, whatever they want to know, and we take it from there, really.
All right.
But I would be, anyone who's interested at all, we would be very, very welcome to you know, give you as much information as you want.
Okay.
And we hope that you'll come and join us.
Yeah, and you can check out the Woodcraft Folk website. Just type in Cambridge Woodcraft, and, you know, those are the keywords, and you'll get to their website. There is lots of information, and like Chris says, it's a work in progress. And, you know, if you're seeking information, he's more than happy to come back because there's an email ID there as well. And I'm going to go over now to Betty, who describes herself as the small child. And like I said, that just makes my job so much easier, so I know who I'm talking to. Is that what you think of yourself, Betty, the small child?
Well, I'm the smallest in my family, so yes.
Don't worry, you'll catch up soon enough. And then you won't be so small anymore. What do you do at the Woodcraft Folk, Betty?
Well, one thing I really like about Woodcraft is when we go to Dash and we do crabbing.
Okay. Do you throw them in the pot?
We get lots of ropes and we go on this bridge and we put them down and we put lots of bait on the end, and sometimes we get them up, and we have this really weird thing. And there's one where the biggest crab is called, I can't remember his name.
He's called Mr. Boggles.
Mr. Boggles. I like it.
And he's a massive crab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get... I don't know, I get afraid when I see crabs because I'm like always afraid that they'll just get me with their pincers.
Well, we get...
With their claws.
Some of the grown-ups normally put them in the bucket, but sometimes children pick them up.
Oh.
If they're brave enough.
Are you brave enough, Betty? Would you call yourself?
I've picked up a crab before, but I don't think I've picked one up at Darsham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. That's Betty, the small child. We'll go to Tilda with the hat. Tilda, she's my constant collaborator here on the Sunday brunch. Are you going to come show up again on another Sunday brunch and give me a hand here?
I don't know.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun what we do?
It's quite fun, I guess.
Yeah, you get to play your own music. Right, so Tilda, tell me what you like about the Woodcraft Folk. What is it that you've done?
I like going to, elfin camp. I mean, I'm not an elfin anymore. I'm a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been to a pioneer camp yet.
Mm-hmm.
But at Elfin Camp, it's like a really positive environment, which is kind of why I like it so much, because it just kind of makes you smile because you're with all your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We always have like the campfire in the afternoon and sing camp songs and stuff like that, which is really nice.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. Almost makes you not want to go to school.
Well, it's at the weekend, so...
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't come in the way of all that lovely studying that you like to do, isn't it? And homework.
I guess.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I'm going to come back to you, Chris. Ages, you know, is there anything we need to know?
Well, we have different groups. You've just heard the names Elfins and Pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
We have... groups for under sixes, they're mm-hmm. called wood chips.
Mm-hmm.
Elfins are like 6 to 9 year old, pioneers 10 to 12 year old,
mm-hmm.
venturers 13 to 16.
Nice.
And then we go even above that, but they're not really groups. We have then after that our district fellows.
Right.
But being district fellows, young teenagers, they tend to meet on a rather more ad hoc basis.
Yeah.
Organised by social media, really.
Sure.
Which is something I'm far too old to know anything about.
Oh, don't worry, you're not missing anything, Chris. You're
but yeah, we have a range of... All those groups, we have, I think, 8 in Cambridge of those different age groups. There'll be details. And they'll meet usually early evening mm-hmm. in a range of venues all over Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully... For potential new members out there, there'll be one reasonably close and convenient for you.
So what's the best thing about Woodcraft, you know, having sort of been involved with it for so long? What for you, you know, is that thing that gives you joy?
The thing that gives me joy, gosh, is just seeing the children grow up.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now a sort of, I don't know what I'm going to call myself, amongst the elder,
mm-hmm.
the elders, maybe.
Okay.
But I used to be quite active in running a pioneer group.
Mm-hmm.
And the pioneers that I used to, you know very well then,
mm-hmm.
in their, when they were 10, 11, are now 20.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have gone to university and things like that. And
mm-hmm.
to meet them after all, you know, just seeing them in those last 10 years turn into young adults is fantastically rewarding.
Wonderful.
It really is.
And you have seen them. And, you know, it's a different time from when, Chris, you sort of were a young boy, and similarly for you, Toby. And as a parent, and, you know, you're actively involved with Woodcraft Folk, what is this for you? I mean, because each generation laments the fact that, oh, it was so great back in the day and things are changing. What are your thoughts on that? And what is that passing of the baton? What is that thing that means most to you, Toby?
I think for me, a lot of it is about kind of building that sense of community, that mm-hmm. we're in it together.
Yeah.
I really like the fact that the sessions are mixed sex.
Yeah.
There's an encouragement to get the boys and the girls kind of working together.
Mm-hmm.
The really lovely thing is because the parents are involved, they're all coming from different professions, they've got different skills, different interests, so it's very, very varied. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like Chris, it's just lovely to see them kind of get involved when they're young and then move up and carry those values that Woodcraft promotes.
Yeah.
Through the ages, and I can see that in my own children, which is joyful.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
That's the aim of Woodcraft Folk, a progressive educational movement that aims to develop self-confidence, social awareness, empowerment in children and young people in our society to move towards building a world based on equality, friendship, peace and cooperation. You've packed it all in. Wow, and that's a lot that you got to get done.
It's also lots of fun as well.
It's a lot of fun. And it's funny, but you can get a lot done by having fun. All right, okay. Well, I hope you're also enthused, dear listener, to give Woodcraft Folk a look and sign up and maybe be a volunteer and get really involved. What do you say? What do you think the listener should do, Betty? You think they should sign up for the Woodcraft Folk event?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. What about you, Tilda? What do you want to say with the hat?
I'd say that, people should definitely sign up for the event because, you know, it's a really nice, like, place to go mm-hmm. and to be with your friends, if obviously your friends go, or make new friends. Mm-hmm. So right. I definitely recommend it.
Endorsed by the people who matter, right here, the Woodcraft Folk. Thank you so much for coming over. And Tilda, your song, James Bay, you want to just tell them what they're going to listen to?
You're going to be listening to Hold Back the River by James Bay.
There you go. All right, that's coming up as soon as these ads play. And I'll be back and just about time to wrap up here on the Sunday Brunch.